I'd like to welcome back to the program Jane Davis. She is the founder and director of Hope House and Riders of the Sage New Mexico. And it's been a long time since you've been on the show.
I know, really. It's also because I had a horrible 2 years, and I kind of was reclusive, I think.
Ah.
So had an accident and went through my mother's demise and so forth. So it was a rough 2 years, but I made it. And came out smiling, and, you know.
And now you're back on the block.
Back on the block, absolutely.
So you are the founder of this organization named Hope House, and we've featured you over the years because you do a kind of eclectic mix of activities that all come from a kind of heart place.
Yes. Hope House started almost 19 years ago, so it's amazing to me to kind of see how it's grown into what the vision, you know, 19 years ago said it was going to be, which is really about being of service and letting your heart go first.
Now, when you say vision, you had an actual bona fide vision.
Right, right. And that's, I think that's talked about on the website, which is hopehouse.org, hopehouse.org. It's an acronym. And everything about Hope House continues to guide me. And it essentially told me at that time, you're going to go to New Mexico, where you're going to have 20 to 40 acres of land off the grid to be of service also. And I must say that One Heart Ranch, which also has a website, has come to fruition. And we're at the point in the spring we're going to start having workshops there. And we do a lot of work with people in prison and out of prison. So Hope House really focuses on the nonprofit and work in the prisons and so forth. We send books, and we get hundreds of letters a month from inmates all over, calls from people who have been in some of our prison groups going back 25 years, who are now, there's a whole slew of guys coming out. And one of the first things they do is they get in touch with me in Hope House. And so our work is kind of transitioning to do a lot of work with people coming out of prison. And in following that vision, One Heart Ranch is now 30 magical acres of sustainable land with a wonderful solar system and water filtration, and we catch the rain and the snow, and it's awesome. So in the spring, we're going to start having workshops there.
So you actually had this vision when you were living in Atlanta that you would move to New Mexico and have 20 to 40 acre ranch. Now you've got a 30 acre ranch.
I know,
south
it's
of Madrid. And you're doing workshops for people who have recently come out of prison?
No. See, that's where the challenge, I think, is to separate. Because we do work with prisoners and in prison, people seem to sometimes pigeonhole us.
Right.
The reality is what Hope House is about is all of us. And the only reason we did
dog rescue.
Everything. Right. Our dogs are therapy dogs. We now have this wonderful horse, Snickers, who you can see on the Riders of the Sage-NM.com website and learn about Snickers. Who people who have been coming on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, I have what's called drop-ins. People have to RSVP, but people can get an idea and experience the experiential work of the equine healing.
So you do equine healing with this horse that you have at the ranch?
Yes. No, she's not at the ranch. She's here in town.
Oh, okay.
She's not out there yet. There are no horses out there yet. Right now, that's just for people. But some of the guys who came out of prison helped dig the big fire pit. We have this incredible flagstone 3-tier fire pit. And we've had people visit One Heart Ranch from all over the world, from Australia, from India, people affiliated with the Gandhi Center. It's been drawing people, but now it's really ready and more comfortable.
So tell us about the equine healing work that you're doing.
A couple of people have been coming regularly on Saturday morning, and the words that they've used to describe it are spiritual alignment, which I found fascinating. Also amazing is what people, I did a workshop for 6 therapists so that they could get an idea of the difference between being with the horse and experiencing things. And 2 of them have come back to do more work, you know, with themselves, and are sending, you know, some of their clients. And so it really is experiential, and the horses are herd animals. So they want to connect with you,
yeah.
And they're also prey. They're predator to no one. So the reason it's so amazing to work with a horse in a healing situation or even a therapeutic situation is because the horse gives me answers. You might show up and say, oh, I'm fine. And I've done a lot of pro bono work with veterans with PTSD. And some show up with bravado, but inside they're terrified of the horse. Well, the horse knows that, because all of a sudden if this person shows up and is appearing to be fine and strong, the horse is reading what's inside. So when the horse responds, I know that this person is not showing up with authenticity. And so that helps me do my end of the work. So I see the horse as my co-therapist. and you know, the other day someone was doing a session and they were just talking, and Snickers was on the other side of the pen. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Snickers comes walking over directly to this person and puts her nose on the person's heart.
Good heavens.
And just stood there. And so there are all these amazing things that happen with the horse. And I've done, you know, therapy with clients in offices. But this work is amazing. And my office is a little tough shed. And so, you know, I have a propane heater. So it's very grassroots, which brings people also to just to be with the earth, to be with the surroundings. And a few Saturdays ago, it was we had 5 people in the group. It was raining, it was freezing, then it was sleeting, and it was windy. And I said to everyone, "You have, of course anybody can leave, but everyone's here for change. And to make a change, it's uncomfortable. It's not easy. So we get the experience of being able to stand in this horrible weather and learn from it and be with it and learn to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. And that's when change will happen. So the Riders of the Sage, that's what, you know, what we offer. I mean, at everybody stayed, which was amazing. And one person commented, he said, I just became aware, and he's 67. He said, I just learned something. All my life, even in relationships, when it's uncomfortable, I want to leave. And I have. And he said, I really wanted to go into that little shed because it was more comfortable, but I stayed. You know, so it's that kind of experience you get to take away. And so.
We're talking to Jane Davis of Hope House. One of the things I think is really admirable and interesting about the work you do is it's basically about developing ongoing relationships with people, with animals, and you've been doing it for almost 20 years, and there's a lot of things that happen in 20 years that you can't do when you come in all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and in 1 year you can accomplish a few things. But, for example, you've had people who were in prison and have gotten out of prison, and you helped them with that transition. And do you have any updates on those folks? How are they doing?
Yeah, I think, as you know, years ago we brought Rod, who was like a son to me.
He was in prison.
Mm-hmm. As a juvenile,
that's right. Because he was a young guy, and he came to Santa Fe. He was on the show briefly.
Yes. He was 14 when he contacted me, and we worked together. He started calling. My thing is I don't help or fix anybody. And I help people empower themselves. And also, I will not work with anyone who's innocent, because that's a whole different, you know, then they need good lawyers. So I always tell people, I can only work with you if you're guilty, because then we have something to work on if you want to make change. And so everything that I'm doing is connected, whether it's One Heart Ranch, Riders of the Sage, or Hope House. So Rod is now, you know, he got married, has 2 kids. Unfortunately, they divorced. And he always was drawn to the Southwest because of, you know, us. I mean, he came to visit me numerous times. And he's doing great. He just moved to Phoenix. And he's doing well. And I always laugh with him because he always will land on his feet. And he's had a tough time of things. But since he was 14, I mean, he's been empowered. And he just keeps at it. He's had slips. And Jelaine, who also I think was on the show with us, she's married with a little boy, and she's still in Atlanta and happy as could be. So, you know, she came off the streets. And then there, I just got a call 3 weeks ago from one of the men that had been in my federal prison group. And you know, 2 weeks after he was out, he called, and one of the guys came out who had started the Scared Straight program in 1976. So I think that the example that I set and I empower others to set is relationship.
Yeah.
And you care about people. So it's not like, oh, well, I care about you and then, you know, I'm out of here. And there are a number of people here in town, in New Mexico, who were in the groups and who now, you know, contact, they're doing well. And
it's hard to get out of prison you've been in for a long time. It's hard to get out no matter what. But if you've been in for a long time, you have an institutionalized mentality.
Yeah.
Everything is done for you. You haven't been around. I mean, I think I've had the experience of people not understanding that anybody can just like you and love you and not want anything from you.
Right.
I mean, just learning what regular, right, everyday relationships,
right,
are like is a big learning curve, and a lot of people aren't willing to go through it with recently released people.
Right, because that could be scary. You know, and I think part of what I like to do, and this is why I so appreciate you having me on the show, is maybe to plant some seeds in terms of education, because the guys coming out and the women coming out of prison need us, need community to help them.
Yeah.
And so I think what Hope House has always been kind of outside the box. You know, we're not a halfway house. We're not traditional anything. We really empower the people. And I think that's the word that stands out. And we connect. And the work with the horse at Riders of the Sage. So, again, this isn't about prisoners. We all need to learn how to connect and how to communicate and how to set boundaries. And so, for me, the three entities of my life, Hope House, Riders of the Sage, and One Heart Ranch, all combine the same principles. Connection, contact, communication, authenticity, and hopefully, to me, that grows into peace. That's what peace is. When people can be authentic with themselves, and the elements of Hope House, the eye, the heart, the hand, honesty, faith, and action, really combines a spiritual action that simplifies everything. But every step you take, if you can learn to really be honest with yourself, and you can't be that honest unless you have faith in something outside your ego, and then the hand is to always give back to community, to yourself, to service, to the animals, and to be present as a real loving being. And so I feel blessed. I sit here now and go, oh my God, am I done? You know, so I've created Hope House, Riders of the Sage, and One Heart Ranch. And I said, I created. I didn't create. I don't feel like I've done anything. It's come through me. And I just stayed focused for these 20 years. And now I feel like I'm waking up from a dream and going, okay, now what? All right, people, contact me. Let's do this together. You know, we've got these great entities.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is if listeners feel a spark of connection with you and want to get involved in the work, how can they participate?
They can call me either at 983-6677, and that's kind of the number for everything. Or they can go online. They can look on Facebook. All of these entities are on Facebook. On Facebook, we're Riders of the Sage. There's One Heart Ranch. And, of course, there's Hope House. So,
and if you just go to hopehouse.org, and it's hope-house.org, you can connect to all of it.
Yes, yes. Or Riders of the Sage or One Heart Ranch.
Okay. Well, Jane Davis it can be found at all of these websites and can be found here in the Santa Fe Bacon
and
Company.
Join in their community members who were, you know, involved in doing things, and you know, everything that I'm putting out there to offer is experiential. Get out of your heads, get into your hearts, and let's walk this walk together.
Jane, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, and thanks. It's been great to be back.